the national broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader. The following lecture, titled Researching Our Faith and Supporting Business Life in Our Neighborhood, Khalifa in the Role of Moral Life, was recorded Sunday, August 1st, 2004, at the Homewood Ramada Inn, Homewood, Illinois. The lecturer is Imam W. Dean Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar, that is God is greater than anything we can imagine or know. I greet you with peace, our greeting in Islamic language, As-salamu alaykum. We praise God, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that is praise be to God, the Lord, keeper, our sustainer of all the worlds. We witness that He is God and God alone. He needs no help to manage the heavens and the earth and all things. He says no one comes to Him except as a servant. Except as a servant. Praise be to God. This is the one God, the God of Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad, the last of God's messengers, the last of God's prophets, pardon me. You know, in our holy book, we are told that there are prophets more than those that are named in Scripture. We are told that God raised teachers to help people, moral teachers, good people, to help other people. He says, never, I quote now what is in the scripture, never was there a community of people that didn't receive a messenger from God. So God raised up prophets or messengers from among all the people. This is the teaching of our holy book. And I believe it is also the idea in the Bible. I'm a student of the Bible also. yes. So I read the religions, tried to read something on the religions of the world. And I was impressed by something in tribal religion of the Native American people, because I thought it to be the likeness of what is in the Quran. The Native American people, we call Indians of this part of the world, of this continent and the lower continent, North and South America, they had a belief, and still have a belief, some of them, that everything that exists, trees, rivers, winds, rain, stars, everything, the earth, the things that come out of the earth, that go out of the earth, including ourselves, everything has a message to man's mind, a message for man's thinking, for man's conscience, misthinking, a message. This is exactly what God says to us in our holy book. God says there are signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, and also there are signs in you. And God also says, but most people pay no attention to the signs. They go along heedless, not paying any attention to the signs. But some people do. And those messengers and prophets of God, they began their journey to truth. They were seeking truth. They were truth seekers. And seeking truth, they met God. Eventually, they met God. If they didn't give up the search, they eventually met God. They were thinkers. Later, they were called seers because they were blessed to look into nature and look at things and see more than normal or average people could see. So they were called seers, S-E-E-R-S, seers. And they were also called prophets later, prophets. Because they would see and also predict. They would see things, and based upon what they saw, they could predict, make predictions. And we have in our world the coming or the rise of man as an intelligent life or thinker, and as a leader to lead the whole life of the people. Spiritual life, business life, the whole life of the people, life and community. And we see philosophers, thinkers, that's what they are, were. That's what they were. They were thinkers. The Quran called them thinkers. Philosophers, along with prophets, because prophets also thinkers, and they brought knowledge and understanding that actually gave birth to a new breed of philosophers, another breed of philosophers, religious philosophers. What I'm hoping to bring to you is the connection for what we see as world leaders and inspired leaders that were guided by Almighty God, the creator of the world, creator of all things. There's a definite connection. We believe that not even science can be found without God's help. Science. That man didn't become knowledgeable of the sciences without God's help. I have read story of certain, well, life of certain scientists, and they said more than one, you'll find several of them among the sciences, saying that they worked, but there was an also something happening that they didn't make happen. They had no control of it. For example, Pasteur is named, the one that brought the science of how to make milk more safe to drink. And the one who discovered the vaccine. Vaccine. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not needing help right now, thank you. But I appreciate your help. Yes, someone is talking to me in the audience, yes. Yes. But he said he was experimenting with the germs, and he was looking for something to kill these bacteria in his experiment. Just like scientists or thinkers, who deep thinkers, who concentrate their thoughts, stay with the idea, they sleep with it, they go to sleep with their project on their mind. He had eaten a sandwich and had forgot he left it on the windowsill above his experiment. So the wind blew, got strong, and blew mold off of his bread into his experiment. So one day he came and he was looking for the bacteria, and the bacteria all was dead. They were dead. All the bacteria were dead. That's how he discovered his science. He was working, but the wind blew mold into his experiment, and the mold killed the bacteria. So he got help from God. That's just one example. Like I said earlier, there are several among the scientists who say that they had this kind of help. And those who were religious, they thank God for the help they got. those who were atheists, they charge it to accident, just an accident, you know? That's life, that's the world. I'm happy to be with you on this first Sunday again, the beautiful weather, Allah, God Almighty has blessed us with some good weather, beautiful sunshine, nice weather. We've been enjoying a whole week of just almost perfect weather here in the Chicago area, in Markham, my town where I live, and this area, Chicago area. Beautiful weather, couldn't ask for better. Come home at night, I want to sleep outside. I don't want to come in the house. I want to just get on the grass, put me a blanket or something out there and sleep outside. It's perfect. yes. So our theme today, or the focus for this presentation today, is Khalifa. That's an Islamic term. But it connects with Christian terms also, and with Jewish terms also, for a certain figure, certain moral figure. So it's the topic for this afternoon is Khalifa in the moral role, or in the role of moral life. Khalifa in the role of moral life. In human society, Khalifa is true human being, the true human that God wanted when he created male and female. Men and women are people. God wanted us to be true to the best of our human nature. Human nature is free because our minds are free. We're not like anything else God created. God created nothing with a free mind to question its own form, and if it wants to destroy its form, or build on its form, or improve upon its form. God created nothing like that except, according to our religion and scripture of the people of the book, or the heavenly religions, we call them, the heavenly books or heavenly religions, the jinn, the only other creature that was created to have this ability to alter his own form, nature, mind, etc. A roach lives today as the roach lived 5,000 years ago in the palace of the Pharaoh. Haven't changed a thing. He still lives the same way. Things are essentially the same life. They have may perhaps have multiplied, the earth has produced more species, but those that were already produced, they show no ability to alter their basic nature. Their basic nature remains the same. Whereas human beings are free intelligence, free will, free intelligence and will, we can alter our own nature and form. I don't want to point to any altered creatures, but I'm sure you perhaps will see one when you go home. Maybe more than one. Altered creatures. They are no more the type of human that God made us when he made mama and dad. So the world changed it. Both the thinking of people who wanted their private life changed all that. Babies come here with no intent to do anything but grow into the form that God made them for. That's the only intent they have. Every baby in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in America, no matter where these children are born, they are all born with a spirit and a life to come into the human form that God intended for all of us. And it's only a crazy, warped-minded environment or mad people experimenting on life that alters that and makes suggestions or suggests to human minds, to the minds of our young people, to do things against their original nature, to change and alter and even destroy their original nature. You know, nobody would have somebody come on television and spin around on their head like a top, upside down, call it breakdown. Nobody would do that for somebody that has no respect for human life. Spinning on their head like a top, doing the breakdown. That's just one little thing. There's so many things that have happened in the last 40 or so years that make the foolishness that the world used to know look like no foolishness at all. It ain't nothing to even notice in light of what has happened lately in our society. Getting back to the Khalifa in the role of moral life. Adam, the first man according to Scripture, it is said of him in religious science myth and tradition, cultural tradition, the tradition of the culture of the people. It is said that he was a pure being. He was not impure, he was not immoral. He was a pure being, not immoral, not having bad behavior or bad morals or bad thinking. He remained in that pure state until Satan in Christianity, Shaitan in Islam, the devil in plain English, seduced him out of his original nature or his original form. And thereby brought mankind, the whole family, the whole human race, to sin. This is a belief in Christianity. And in Islam, we believe very similar to that, that the man was deceived. It's the same story exactly when it comes to how he comes to fall or lose his human life that God put in him, or God made him for. He was seduced or deceived by the Satan. We won't go into the story of how he was deceived or anything like that. That's not the purpose of this presentation. Nonetheless, he was created for moral leadership. But he lost that opportunity to continue in his growth toward more and more human excellence because he listened to the seductive voice of the Satan or the Shaitan or the devil, first devil. In the Bible, the Holy Bible, we find Adam in Genesis, just as we find Adam in the Quran in the beginning of the human race or the human family. And in the Gospels, we find Jesus Christ, peace be on the servants of God, all of them. We find Jesus Christ. And we also find in the Gospel a connection for Jesus Christ with Adam. And the Bible says that Adam, that Jesus Christ came, his lineage, his line, his lifeline, is to be traced back to Adam. So we call Christ Jesus Christ, we call him the Christ, but we also have to know, if you don't know, I'm sure most of you have to know, that Adam is the father of all human beings, including Jesus Christ, Adam. So the scripture doesn't give him an immediate father. His lineage is traced back to Adam. Now, how can that be if God is his father, and he had no mortal or no man
a human being, male, as a father. How can that be?
He had a mother. And his mother was of flesh. And his mother had a mother and a father. So from the mother's side, his bloodline is traced back to Adam, the first man. From the father's side, it's not.
That should be crystal clear to you. Shouldn't be any problems yet.
I hate for you to have problems. I had enough. And I picked up what my father left us to work with. I had enough problems. I still don't want to give you any. But he gave us a lot of help. He didn't give us only problems. He gave us a lot of help and also problems. I'll make that clear. Yes. So, Adam, according to Christian theology, according to Christian teaching, Adam, the first man, and Jesus Christ is the second man, or the second Adam. Now, couldn't it be, all men make mistakes, could it be that when Jesus kept saying his father, he was talking about Adam and not God all the time? Could it be that he was saying, my father, Abba, father, and also referring to Adam sometimes? And when he said, I have to be about my father's business, we know God, the business of God is the business of keeping the whole universe, caring for all things that he made. That's the business of God. And maybe he has business bigger than that we don't even know about. Who knows? I'm a free thinker myself. I'm not afraid to think, especially when I know my intentions are good. I'm afraid to think if my intentions are bad. Then I'm afraid to think. As long as I know my intentions are good, I'm not afraid to think. I'm a free thinker. Thank Allah for that. I thank my God for that. Yes. So anyway, I can't myself come to a conclusion that if Jesus Christ is referring to the Lord God who created all of us, and we all are his dependents, like children of parents, depending on their parents, you know. So I can't be sure that he was saying Adam, or saying God. I was saying God all the time when he said my father, referring to God all the time, or referring to Adam all the time when he kept saying my father, because he didn't say my father every time he referred to God. Almost all the time, but not all the time. Yes, but what we do know, what is established in Christian education, Christian religion education, it is established that Jesus Christ is the second Adam. Second Adam. Now, the story of Genesis is to be seen in the Quran as the story of the Khalifa, where God says, before any human beings were existing, he had made his world, but no human beings were existing. God says to the angels, he says, I am making a mortal in the earth. And God calls that mortal a Khalifa, called a Khalifa. He said, surely I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa. That's in the original language of the Quran, Quranic Arabic. That's what God said. Surely I am making in the earth a Khalifa. I begin this address by referring to the Khalifa as the moral life that God intended all human beings for. The moral life that God intended all human beings for, males and females.
some thinkers in Christianity obviously don't believe that original sin, or that idea of original sin, goes all the way back to Adam before Satan seduced him. Original can mean first, too. Doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be in you. But it could have gotten in you like a germ you catch. And since it is the first one recorded for human life, it would be the first sin. But the idea that all of us are born with that, that when God made us, he made us to sin, is wrong. And my understanding as a student of the Bible, it's wrong for Christians and Jews to believe that. And in our holy book, it is not accepted that people are born. God says in our religion that he made man, made us, and made us good, not sinful, or not looking for sin, or wanting sin. We, having free mind, free thinking, and free willpower, we make choices. We choose to sin. God didn't make us to sin. God made us to make choices. And we are guilty of making the wrong choices, not God. So this is the way we believe, and my understanding of the Bible supports that belief. It's not against it. The Bible is not against that. It supports that belief. But you have to understand it. You have to see it. And I guess you have to be looking for it. But usually you find what you're looking for, even if it's not there. Your mind is set so much on it, you think you found it. You think you found what you were looking for, and it wasn't even there. You come up with a lie. You come up with something justifying your wrongdoing. You twist the scripture. You misread. Or you read something into scripture that wasn't there. You make mistakes, even reading. And you say, yeah, this is in the Bible. And if somebody really challenged you that knows the Bible, they could prove, perhaps they prove to you that no, that's not in the Bible the way you got it. There's something in the Bible, all right, but not the way you have it. Yes. So, getting back to the Khalifa. So God says to the angels, I'm making a Khalifa in the earth. And the angels were disturbed by that. And even challenged God. The challenge came from the jinn, who has free will. So he is a free spirit. He's a free being in his intelligence, in his spirit. He's a free being. So he didn't accept it either. And he even became the contender with God. That's one of the next.
For more on the ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, call our right, Ministry of W.B. Muhammad, 178-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W.B. Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 6049. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.